Welcome to Between the Lines for the week of December 4th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. For the library for this upcoming week, we are going to be having a Kearney County Library Board meeting on Wednesday, December 7th at 5 p.m., and this will be in the main library, and this is a combination for the November and December board meetings. So if anybody's interested in attending, we'd be glad to see you there. The Farm Service Agency has extended the deadline to submit ballots for the USDA Farm Service Agency 2016 County Committee elections to ensure farmers and ranchers have sufficient time to vote. Eligible voters now have until December 13, 2016 to return ballots to their local FSA offices. Producers who have not received their ballot should pick one up at their local FSA office. Ballots returned by mail must be postmarked no later than December 13, 2016. The newly elected committee members will take office January 1, 2017. Producers must participate or cooperate in an FSA program to be eligible to vote in the county committee election. The Kearney County Chamber of Commerce has kicked off its annual Christmas money giveaway. They will be giving away $300 to one lucky winner and $50 to four other winners on Monday, December 19th. The contest is to promote local businesses in Lakin and Deerfield who are members of the local chamber during this holiday season. Cut out the game card printed on the back page of December 1st Lakin Independent paper. They can also be picked up at any one of the businesses listed on that page or at the Lakin Independent. 33 businesses are named in Christmas ornaments on the card. Contestants 18 years of age or older must go to each of these chamber members' businesses where the owner will mark their designated ornament. No purchase is necessary. Also on the game card is an ornament marked as a wild card. In the middle lower part of the card, three members' businesses are listed as wild card businesses. Wild card must be marked by any one of those designated businesses. All ornaments must be marked by the businesses to be eligible to win, one entry per person. While you are in these businesses, check out their merchandise. You are sure to find something for that special person on your Christmas list. Lakin and Deerfield businesses support local projects, donate time, merchandise, and money to a myriad of hometown causes. During this holiday season, support your Deerfield and Lakin businesses first and give something back to your hometown. Entries for the Christmas money giveaway are due by 8 a.m. on Monday, December 19th. They may be dropped off at the Deerfield City Office in Deerfield or the Lakin Independent. After hours, the entries may be dropped through the slot of those two businesses. Winners will be announced in the Lakin Independent on December 22nd. For this upcoming week for the Lakin School District, on Monday the 5th, they have High School Scholars Bowl at Southwestern Heights at 4 p.m. And there's also middle school basketball at Southwestern Heights, and it begins at 4:30 p.m. On Tuesday, they have the Lakin Middle School and High School Winter Band Concert. This will be in the Lakin Middle School gym at 7 p.m. On Wednesday the 7th, the Lakin Middle School has their Geography Bee, and it begins at 1 o'clock. On Thursday the 8th, the middle school basketball is here versus Stanton County at 4:30 p.m., and there's high school tournament at Yucatan. On the 9th, they have high school wrestling at Ulysses at 4 p.m., and the high school basketball tournament in Yucatan continues. On Saturday the 10th, they have ACT testing, and also there's high school wrestling at Ulysses at 9 o'clock, and again, the high school basketball tournament continues on its last day in Yucatan. For the Deerfield School District, on Monday the 5th, there's high school basketball at Mascal at 4:30 p.m. On Tuesday the 6th, there's the Fowler Tournament, and it also continues on till Thursday the 8th. Also on the 8th, there's middle school girls basketball versus Ulysses at 4:30 p.m. And on the 9th, the Fowler Tournament continues. And on the 10th, which is a Saturday, the ACT exam takes place. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 5th, at 10 a.m., they have PATH exercises. On Tuesday the 6th, there's coffee at 8, barn quilt at 9, yoga at 10. On Wednesday, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercise at 10, Bible study at 10:45, millside at 12 noon. And the meal for that day will be chicken and biscuits, green beans, bread, and a dessert. On Thursday the 8th, they have coffee at 8 again, make and take workshop at 10 o'clock, and yoga at 10. On Friday the 9th, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, Super Fridays at 11, and then at 1 in the afternoon, they have Bridge Club. On Saturday the 4th, the Chantilly 4-H Club meeting will be at 7 o'clock at the Extension office. On Monday the 5th, there's a Kearney County Commissioners meeting at 8. There's a Kearney County Hospital Board meeting at 5:30. The Lakin Housing Authority meeting will be at 6 o'clock at the Laughlin Community Building. People Pleasers 4-H Club will meet at 7 o'clock at the Fair Building. And then in Deerfield, they have a fire meeting at 7. On Tuesday the 6th, they have the Masonic Lodge at 7:30. Lakin AA meeting at 8. In Deerfield, they have the City Council meeting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday the 7th, you have TOPS at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and the meeting begins at 8. Also, there's a Trail Piercers Quilt Guild at the Lakin Recreation Commission at 7. Knights of Columbus at 7:30. On Thursday the 8th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Department from 9 to 11, and then again from 1 to 3. There's Lakin Gun Club at 7, Lakin AA meeting at 8. In Deerfield, there's a Deerfield Rec Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. Also that Thursday marks Midnight Madness for the Lakin community. From 5:30 to 7, the Kearney County Bank will be having its soup supper, and this will be at the Memorial Building. And from 6 to 8 will be Midnight Madness with businesses. On Friday the 9th, the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce will be meeting at noon at Chotsky's Place in Deerfield. And then on Saturday the 10th, the Booster Club events will be the King and Queen pageant at the Lakin Recreation Commission at 10 a.m., the Francis Bostrom Memorial Christmas Parade at 6 p.m., and then following the parade, cookies and hot chocolate will be at the Veterans Memorial Building, and Seta will be there to visit with the children. The Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 4 in the afternoon, so if anybody would like to go out and look at the artifacts that are here in the county, they'd be glad to see you out there. On Monday the 5th, there's the K-2 instructional basketball at 7 p.m. to 7:45 p.m., and this will be at the Lakin Grade School Gym. The Lakin Recreation Commission will be having its annual Winter Wonderland Saturday, December 17th, from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. at the Recreation Commission. This is located at 702 North Campbell Street in Lakin. Santa will be coming for his visit during that time. Also, join them for their annual open house on Wednesday, December 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The Kearney County Hospital is having childbirth education classes December 12th and 13th. Each class is two sessions from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Kearney County Hospital. Topics that will be included would be anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, tour of the birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. To register, contact Becky Chappell, RN, at 355-7112 at extension 1521. The Midnight Youth Group is inviting everybody to come join them on December 13th at 7 p.m. at the Kearney County Fair Building for their Christmas carols. They would be glad to see everybody there and join in with the Christmas spirit. The Deerfield Recreation Commission is still needing players to fill out their 3rd through 5th grade boys and girls basketball teams. Please sign up this week. Practice will begin Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd. Notes will be handed out to the school. If you're interested, call 426-6373 to volunteer with practices or to provide rides to the games for the players. The Deerfield Recreation Commission and the Deerfield School District is hosting the Deerfield Christmas Festival Monday, December 19th at the Deerfield High School. Christmas crafts will begin at 4:30 p.m. in the West Gym. Santa will arrive at 5 p.m., and a dinner that is sponsored by the Kearney County Bank and the DEA will be served at 5:30 p.m. The Deerfield High School and Middle School bands will have their Christmas concert beginning at 6:30 p.m., and you can see a Deerfield Middle School girls basketball player for details on a turkey drawing. The Deerfield Recreation Commission is also accepting donations for the goodies bags that Santa hands out to all the good boys and girls that visit him. If you are able to help, please bring your donation to Chachi's Place before December 12th. The Tot Lot Preschool Playtime is on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. at Chachi's Place. The Deerfield Recreation Commissions are always in need of adult supervisors. If you would like to volunteer, please contact 426-6376 for more details. The Kearney County Health Department is sponsoring the Christmas Stars again. They ask that you please help provide a Christmas present for a child this year. You can help by coming to the Health Department and choosing a star to buy for or make a present for. Applications are being accepted through December 15th. We will ask you to sign up for the stars you have chosen and then bring back a gift wrapped with the star attached to it. The stars are now available and they will need to be returned by December 15th. The Kearney County Health Department is seeking donations and taking applications for food baskets. Last year, food baskets were distributed to families and individuals within the county who might not otherwise have a Christmas dinner. This is made possible by donations to the food pantry sponsored by the Kearney County Ministerial Fellowship and operated out of the Kearney County Health Department. Applications are currently being taken for the food baskets and will go through December 15th. Persons wishing to sign up for the food baskets need to have proof of income for the household, must be a Kearney County resident, and identification for every individual, such as shot records, social security cards, or birth certificates. The Kearney County Ministerial Fellowship and the Kearney County Health Department are asking the community for help and donations of food and money during this holiday season to fill these baskets and keep the pantry full. Donations may be made to the Kearney County Health Department or food pantry. If you choose to make a monetary gift, you can drop that by the Kearney County Health Department, or you can send it to them through the mail to the Kearney County Health Department at P.O. Box 275, Lakin, Kansas 67860. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there has a nice week visiting with family and friends.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.